وصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادع إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة صدق الله العظيم وقال تعالى ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين صدق الله العظيم As most of you brothers are aware that from many weeks we are deriving light and guidance from the traditions and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the aspect that how we should correct others. What was the methodology of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam he used to correct others? Because no person before him has been so successful in propagating the deen of Allah jalla majduhu than Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is so much so that even non-Muslims, historians and philosophers and biographers, they also accept. You are very well aware of the famous book written by Michael Hart and many other scholars who have analyzed the history, and they have numbered and then have analyzed the most famous personalities, from scientists, from religious leaders, from philosophers, and from prophets, that who have been the most successful and most influential. So although the person who wrote that book is Christian and he confessed that I am a Christian, but I have to be honest. So there are honest people who are not biased, and he said that I am putting from 100 most influential personalities in the human history, Prophet Muhammad is number one on the list. And he gives the reasons. He is not blind follower. He does not believe in Prophet Muhammad as prophet. But he gives his own reasons. One of that reason is that he said that he is the only person who have been successful on religious and secular level both. So he was analyzing that many religious leaders and prophets had come before, and the prophets are always successful, but he was analyzing from outwardly point of view, from apparently, that many of them were not able to establish the, you can say, outwardly the religion of Allah. Like Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was raised up by Allah jalla majduhu. Because people wanted to kill him, basically. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam kept wandering in the desert because of some mistakes of his followers. And he died during that journey. 40 years he wandered in the desert with Bani Israel. And many other prophets were martyred. They are all successful and they are all honorable. But analyzing that no one's deen, because Prophet Muhammad is Khatam al-Nabiyyin, so no one has that status of Khatam al-Nabiyyin except Prophet Muhammad. That he is the seal of the prophets, and his sunnah and his deen will prevail until the day of judgment and thereafter as well. And on the day of judgment as well. It will be his prophethood. It will be his banner of iman and faith, under which even Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and Rusul-e Azam and the great Awliya Allah will gather together. No one, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, I will be speaker on the day of judgment when no one will be able to speak. I am the one who will knock the door of paradise. I am the one who will intercede in the beginning for everyone, when prophets and messengers will be trembling with the fear and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is true that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most successful person. But it is shame that non-Muslims are confessing, non-Muslims are believing, and they are coming to these conclusions. But we who claim to be his followers and claim to be his true followers, we are adopting the lifestyles of other people and finding, trying to find guidance and ways to live from other people who themselves are dumb and blind, they cannot see, and they are bumping here and there and finding a way out for them, themselves. So what can one say? Maybe God may save us. Christians say we love Jesus Christ, but they have not followed his lifestyle. They claim they love him, but where have they gone wrong? They did not follow his pure teaching and not follow his lifestyle. Didn't Jesus have beard? Didn't Jesus wear clothes, loose clothes, like robes, and didn't Sayyida Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, the mother of Jesus, wore hijab? So all their claims for love are false claims, empty. They just wish that they love Jesus, but they are not. A person who loves someone even to a level, he or she cannot help following that person. And you find examples now and then in your life. When a person begins to like an actor, you first thing you see is the pictures of that person, or a football player, or a cricketer. The pictures of that person begins to appear. The cassettes in that person's room begin to appear in that person's best, you can say, shelf. The shelf begins to fill with his video cassettes, his pictures, and then after all, his clothes. They like to wear Manchester United shirt. Why? What will they get? Following them. Thousands and millions of pounds are the players are getting. And these few people are wearing those shirts for nothing and yelling and fighting with each other on the football pitch and behind the pitch and for nothing. And they are actually using these people as stepstones. So I see thousands of people going to the football ground, and they are walking like cows and sheep that don't have sense where they are going. And don't they think where they are spending 25, 30 pounds on the shirt and also watching the match and saying, oh, we will win, and they are fighting. And maybe the people who they are fighting over, they are having in the afternoon, those teams are having a drink together. And these intelligent people are actually because beating their heads out with each other. So that's why there have to be a lot of peace there. So person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person mind, if you think that which person is saying to me, follow for myself, I want to venerate, and he's blowing his own trumpet, and which person is calling you and inviting you for your benefit only. If we follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not get any benefit. Other than that, when he sees we are in calm and peace, he will be happy. We cannot benefit, Prophet ﷺ. Even if you read Durood Sharif, you are not benefiting. Already Allah ﷻ says, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna." Allah and His angels are sending blessings on him. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallam. Oh believers, you send as well. So Allah ﷻ has told me, "My Prophet does not need your blessing. I am sending. What are you then? And what are your blessings?" But I am asking you to send and read the Durood Sharif so that your status is raised. Your sins are forgiven. So when you read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the virtues of Durood Sharif, he said that one person read once Durood on me, 10 of his sins are forgiven. He gets 10 virtues, 10 grades he's elevated. And he said, who man salla alayya marratan, who will read Durood Sharif on me once, Allah will read Durood Sharif, Allah will send blessing 10 times on that person. So that, and then doing Durood Sharif and doing Zikr, we are not benefiting Allah and His Messenger, nor we are doing any favor to them, that we are worshipping them, worshipping Allah or chanting Durood Sharif on Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or following His Sunnah. We are the only people who are benefiting. It is just like when you go to the doctor and physician, it is you who are benefiting when he gives you medicine, not the doctor. Yes, doctor is happy when he sees that his disease, his medicine is working, he might be pleased to see you, but you benefit only. And you have to submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then in following the messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And follow his lifestyle, the best lifestyle, his fashion, how he wore clothes, how he sat, how he ate, how he talked. That was the best manner, and there was no one actually in the past or can be in the future best manner than him. So even non-Muslims are accepting, but it is shame, like Christian, we are having empty slogans and saying we love you, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but no, I have to wear clothes like that person. Sorry, please don't. That love and that false claim will become apparent on the day of judgment and in the graveyard as soon as the person dies. So person should be sincere, as he should rectify his beliefs and should also analyze his own claim, what he is making, that it's right or not. I mentioned to you before that I work in Manchester city center, night time, day time, clubs and discos. People go there very happily and they want to pay £10, £20 to get in. But the person standing in front of the door, he says, no, you can't enter our club. You have to spend money inside. I know you will spend and you will benefit financially, but you cannot enter the club. They say, why we can't enter the club? You are not wearing the right clothes. You are wearing jeans, and we do not allow people with jeans. If someone is wearing right clothes, you are not wearing the right shoes. And then these people, they have to go back to their home, paying taxis or however in the cars, etc., and change their clothes and come back and enter very happily. Never they ask to the bouncer or the club manager, what has the clothes to do with actually dancing? You know, it doesn't. We are not coming to a job interview or having actually something, a protocol. It's all we are going to mess around, jump here and there, shoes, casual clothes will be said. No. They never answer. If they say why, they slap once in the mouth. Dafa or other job. We don't need time wasters here. That's why they ask the bouncers all there. But how shameful it is that actually when you follow the best of the mankind, someone invites you to follow Allah's Messenger and Allah, and your mind, stupid mind, I would say, was objections and put objection to Allah and His Messenger and following their Sunnah. Blindly, once you know that he is the Messenger of Allah, then there should be no question. When you know that person is Messenger of Allah, then there should be no question. If you are not sure, research about, if you don't have iman, you have time, you can research that he is the messenger of Allah. But once you have belief, then you must believe as well. Automatically, spontaneous belief should be that his lifestyle, his teaching is the best of the teaching, no matter what others say. People go to dentist. Dentist mein kya karane jaate hain? Daant saaf karane jaate hain. They go to fill in, have some fillings, etc., or maybe some cleaning. So, what can say dentist ke samne apna muh khol ke wide open, and they never say, why you are touching this? Why you using this instrument? Why you doing this? I am hurting this. No. Oh, they also pay money to them. Muh wide khola hua hai, and they are looking, not looking nice, nothing. They never say, we are not looking nice, we don't want you to see like that. Very calmly, they are very thankful, and as they're going, only that their teeth are being, because they know we don't know the field. Although the teeth are yours, but he is working. If you say, we need filling, well, you need filling. If you say, he needs to drill, you say, you don't have, you have to submit. That is only a matter of teeth. And many people don't like going to dentists. because they have sensitive teeth. But they still cannot help when they have a matter of teeth is very, very minor matter. This matter which the prophets come to teach is a matter of not life and death, it is a matter of eternal bliss or eternal calamity and disaster. So how should one submit? The prophets are not actually just saying you to go to dentist, like dentist. The prophet, that is only a one minor thousand, millionth, you can say, part of that. If a person who works and who follow the teaching of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on teeth cleaning, he never have to visit a dentist. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taleem di hai, all aspects actually. But the most important aspect as related to Allah and His Messenger, how you live, but who are your enemies and who are your friends. And in that respect, you should submit yourself. Like you go to the doctor, people have operation, and they are made completely unconscious. How much they submit? They say, we don't want to be conscious. Do whatever you want. They are trusting the kafirs or the sinful people, surgeons, although they might be mistaken. They might actually change one kidney for the other or do something else. They are not free from mistake or masoom nahin. But still people submit. They say, yes, make us unconscious, and then they submit totally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like I mentioned to you last time, that Islam, the very meaning of Islam is submission completely. Submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one should submit completely to Allah and follow His Messenger, like a person has become unconscious. A person should make his mind unconscious, his nafs unconscious. Only his intellect actually is awake that I should follow His Messenger. Jaise banda behosh ho jata hai, is tarah apne nafs ko behosh kar do Allah uske rasool ke samne, ke uske usme poochne ki jaan hi na rahe. He shouldn't have any energy to object or any energy to ask questions. The nafs should be sedated. Usko behosh ka to, jaise doctor ke samne mareez behosh kiya jata hai. Similarly, in front of Allah and following His Messenger, completely sedate your nafs. That is, it's not allowed to ask any question, objection, because it is evil itself. What right it has? Complete submission. And then Allah's Messenger is masoom, infallible, he can never do a mistake. The surgeon, no matter very high skilled surgeon, can do a mistake, and you can die. But when who follows Allah and His Messenger, and His Messengers particularly have been given guidance which is free from error, 100%, everyone is sure, even non-Muslim, that the Quran has no addition and no omission whatsoever. And it is explained very, you can say, explicitly by the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, and also practically when he showed and exemplified and demonstrated how to act upon this guidance. So my brothers and sisters, time is going on. Some of you are 6 years old, 8 years old, 15, 20, 25, 30. Time will similarly pass. And after 70, 80 years, maybe there is no one amongst us living on the face of the earth. And you have to actually face what you have been doing and what you have been told and how you have been reacting. So we were trying to derive the teachings and the light and guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the aspect how to correct other people. Because as I said, that no one was so successful in correcting and purifying the culture, the social culture, the economic life, and the social life, and the political life, and the spiritual life than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is not successful? So we are bound to ask guidance from him, and we are bound to receive guidance from him and his teaching, because he was guided by Allah Jalla Majdoo. Because Allah cannot come into a human being. Allah cannot come as a human being. He does not have any form. That is why he sent a messenger. Otherwise, if it was suit, if it suited Allah to become a human, maybe there was no messenger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself would have told. But because Allah is free from all shapes and form and from these limitations which human has, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a messenger, but he says at the same time, مَنْ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولُ فَقَدْ أَتَى اللَّهُ Whoever will follow the messenger, he has indeed followed me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot sleep. So how can he show you how to sleep? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot eat, does not eat. How can he come down and show you how to eat? So the substitute is to send a person. That is why a messenger sent. So what a messenger does, what the prophet does, is in fact what Allah wants him to do. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِلَّهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ My messenger does not speak from his own will. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ Whatever he speaks is the wahi and revelation of Allah regarding the religious matter. So one of the major aspects which we are covering from so many weeks is that what was the methodology and also the, you can say, the way which Prophet ﷺ used in different times, with different companions, different situations to correct people. How did he react to people's mistakes? Because we also have this duty to fulfill. When we have learned, we have this duty to fulfill. To convey the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to others. But if we won't know how to convey that message, we will do more harm than benefit. So last time I read few hadith to you. Today I will read few hadith from Sahih Muslim and Bukhari. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whilst the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported that a man entered the mosque whilst the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in a corner. He prayed, then he came and greeted him with salam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting in the mosque. A person comes and he prays his individual prayer, nafal prayer or farz prayer, whatever he prayed. So he prayed and he said, came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said salam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa alaika salam. Go back and pray. Because you have not prayed. Now Prophet ﷺ said to him, go back and pray, because you have not prayed. So he went back and prayed. Then he came back and greeted the Prophet ﷺ. And Prophet ﷺ said, Wa alaykum salam, go back and pray, because you have not prayed. So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was saying, go back, you have not prayed. Imagine the companion who is the trainee, or you can say the disciple, he is going back and praying. He is following what the Messenger of Allah is saying. He never said, he never used his intellect there, or his mind there. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have just prayed, why you are saying to me, I have not prayed, I have just prayed. Why you are not seeing what I was praying? Never said. Because he knew the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking through the wahi of Allah. He nahi ka apna mind use karo, intellect use karo, Ya Rasulullah, I have prayed. No. As soon as he heard, although he knew he has prayed, but Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you have not prayed. And he never asked a question to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that why, Ya Rasulullah, why you are saying this? Because I have prayed. No. This is the type of submission which Islam requires, following the Messenger of Allah and his representatives as well. When a matter of Shariat is mentioned, and you're sure that it is the Messenger of Allah and his Messenger, then there is no how, if, etc. So second time when he prayed, and he came back, then the man said, teach me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teach me, he said. So he asked now Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what he was trying to do, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is observing his prayer, imagine how best he should have been praying. How best, according to his knowledge, he should have been praying the perfect way, because now the messenger of Allah is watching him. And he has already pointed once that your prayer is not valid, and go and back and pray. So imagine he was doing his best, but still he could not find what he is doing wrong. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you stand up to pray, do wudu farmaye properly, then face the qibla and say Allahu Akbar, then recite whatever is easy for you from the Quran, then bow until you are at ease in ruku, then stand up until your back is completely straight, then prostrate until you are at ease in sajda, sujood, then sit up until you are at ease in your sitting, then prostrate again until you are at ease in your sujood, then sit up again until you are at ease in your sitting. Do this in all your prayers. Reported by Bukhari. So imagine that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is the miraculous teaching of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that if you ask anyone to teach how to pray, maybe you take so long. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in just one or two sentences, explained even the wudu and all the major, you can say, arkan of the prayer. Important thing which you should note is that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all things Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned important, are important. But mostly people who do not pay heed to their prayers and who do not have much knowledge, the most mistake they do is when they stand up from the ruku or when they sit between two sajdas. You know, when you say Sami Allah liman hamida Rabbana lakal hamd, us waqt jo khade hote hain, and then the other sitting between the two sajdas. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Sami Allah liman hamida, he used to stand there such a while that we would think that he has forgotten. It means that they said the companion that nearly the period of time spent in the sajda was equal to the period of time he sat between sajda, and the period of time spent in the ruku was equal of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nearly equal to the time spent in Qoma. Hum to do hi Sami Allahu liman hamida kehte niche chale gaye, ye sunnat nahi. And some people can actually lose their prayer as well if they have not even done that properly. And they don't, many people. So isko ab note karein, ki this is very important. That Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you follow on the sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nearly the standing period time after ruku, after going down, was equal to what the ruku time, and the sitting between two sajda was equal nearly to the as a person stands time. Now what would a person say when he stands up from the ruku? Then you have to learn one of the dua of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sami Allah liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. Either if he doesn't know any other dua, he should not stand there quietly, because then actually his prayers become, sajda sahab will become wajib. So he can either repeat Rabbana lakal hamd, Rabbana lakal hamd, Rabbana lakal hamd. Preferably he should learn the dua, Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kaseeran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi. Or there is another dua, Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, mil as-samawati wa mil al-ardi wa mil amashi. So they are different dua. Similarly, between two sajdas, there are two kinds of dua which you can read. When you are reading your nafl prayer, sunnat prayer, I mean, in farz you have to follow the imam, you cannot be in your. So in farz, I'm not talking about farz, it's just sunnat, witr, shat and nafl. When you sit between two sajdas, either you can, if you don't know any other dua, then you can short the Rabbi Ufirli, Rabbi Ufirli, Rabbi Ufirli, O Lord, forgive me. Easy. Rabbi Ufirli, Rabbi Ufirli, Rabbi Ufirli. And then go in, Allahu Akbar. Again, If there's another dua which is better, Allahumma ughfirli warhamni wahdini wa'afini warzuqni. Oh Allah, forgive me, ughfirli warhamni, have mercy on me, wahdini, guide me, wa'afini, protect me, warzuqni, and provide for me. And there's another dua, Allahumma ughfirli warhamni wahdini wa'afini warzuqni wajburni warfa'ni. Oh Allah, raise me, strengthen me, etc. So they're different dua. That's what you read there. And cite here, that then there will be a balance between your ruku and coma and your sajda and jalsa. That sitting is called jalsa between two sajdas when you sit. So you learn many things from this hadith. There is another hadith very similar to it. One thing we learn is that the teacher can ask the student or the seeker, disciple, or actually trainee to repeat if he is doing something wrong. So the teacher can say, do this thing again in front of me, if he notes that a mistake. And this is a very good method of teaching him, because he will never forget that. If you tell him verbally only that you have done this and don't do it again, maybe before he gets out he has forgotten. But now when this person has prayed three times, he will never forget what Prophet has said. And it's because of his blessing we are receiving this hadith as well. They can be companions for such people, that such situations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them through intentionally, so that all the message and all the scenarios and different aspects are illuminated with the light of guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, another thing, that if a person is doing a mistake and he does not notice, he should be explained to him that he did not note himself. So Prophet ﷺ told him. But you should know that how, what's your status and what's the other person. So it's not simple matter that tomorrow when you go in the mosque and you see any person and you call that person to you. Why? Because you have to look who are you and who is that person. If that person is elderly, then this is not the right approach. If that person is a scholar, that's not the right approach. If it is your student, your young brother, your son, daughter, etc., then you can use this method. Otherwise, then you have to use the other method which we have already discussed. You have to hear the previous cassettes now, actually, to learn that those parts now. So the wisdom is that the trainer or the educator should choose the most appropriate method. And all are used by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you can actually choose from each other. You have to learn them and then apply them to the best of your knowledge. Another hadith narrated by Sahih in Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala reports that Hazrat Umar bin Khattab told me that a man did wudu, ablution wudu kiya, but missed an area on his foot the size of fingernail. So sometimes a person by mistake, or he does not become very cautious, he can leave something dry on the feet, behind the heel, or anywhere in the part of the foot. The Prophet ﷺ saw him and said, go back and do your wudu properly. So he went and did it again. Then he prayed. دیکھنے بھی آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کتنی تربیت فرما رہے صحابہ اکرام کی کہ that noting very small thing as well. But it's not when Prophet was sitting in the mosque, he was not sitting for the purpose that I'm looking at which people are doing mistake and which are not, etc. He was sitting with his, on his majlis. But it is the special quality of knowledge which Allah has given to Prophet ﷺ that he used to know what other people are even doing while he was doing something else. Like he said, also narrated in Sahih Bukhari, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to companions, look, beware, do your rukus and sajdas properly. I see you from behind as I see you from the front. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this quality that he could not, for him, all direction was one direction. There was no actually top, left, right, and actually bottom. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all direction was one direction. Imagine that any person is seeing from such a place, that all directions become one direction. Prophet Rasulullah was standing in the front, and you could see what the companions are doing. And at the same time, imagine that Rasulullah was so much immersed in the love and devotion in prayer that he was only also totally devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while he is also actually observing what the companions are doing. So he is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given him this special mojiza of Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وہ کرامت بزرگان دین کو مینی آف اولیاء اللہ حدیث کی کوالٹی دے کین سی آلسو فرام سکس ڈائریکشن ون ڈائریکشن فرام سکس ڈائریکشن کئی اولیاء اللہ کو بھی یہ صفت حاصل ہوتی ہے کہ ان کو بھی نظر آتے ہیں دے وانٹ ٹو سی اندر ایگزامپل نریٹڈ بائی امام ترمذی جو حدیث کی کتاب ہے in his Sunan, said that Sufyan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ sent one person with some milk, yogurt and some edible plant to eat like salad for example to the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. When the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was at the top of the valley resting, he said, I entered in the tent of Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. He was in a journey and I did not greet him with salam or ask permission to enter. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, go out and say assalamu alaikum and then say may I enter, and then enter. Wo sahabi apna bayan kar rahe the aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam kis tarah teach kiya, dekhiye wo badon ko teach kar rahe hain, elder people, other people. These things have to actually be taught. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, when he noted, very nicely, he said to that person, go out and actually come in again. So a person should ask, if one has the right opportunity and the right time, to correct that person as much as he can correct his mistake. One hadith I will read and then inshallah we will finish for today. Imam Bukhari narrates from Hazrat hadith narrated from Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, the cousin of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. He said that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, no man should be alone with a woman unless he is a mahram, a close blood relative to whom marriage is permanently forbidden. Who is mahram? Mahram کون ہوتا ہے؟ To whom a person can never get married, like sister, mother, daughter. To them a person can never get married whatsoever. So these are called mahram. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that no man should be alone with a woman unless he is a mahram. So who is a mahram? To whom marriage is permanently forbidden. Like mother, sister, daughter, aunt, جی ہوتی ہے, شادی نہیں ہو سکتی آپ کی ان کے ساتھ, اور کزنس, انکل, یور انکلز ڈاٹر, یور ماموز ڈاٹر, یور پوپوز ڈاٹر, ہوایور دے آر کزن, دے آر آل نان محرم. سو اٹ از ناٹ الاؤڈ ٹو ایکچولی اسٹے ان ون روم ان سیکلوژن ود اینی آف دیم فار اینی پرپز. وائی؟ Because once Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi was a great scholar, passed about 1150 years ago in Russia. Many Russian states were great Muslim scholars actually, came out from there, emerged from there. But then through the communism regime, they were so suppressed that outside world even didn't know there are Muslim states there. There are Muslim states there. People didn't know about Chechnya, how many centuries they were Muslim. Another state. So these unjust and unjust and oppressive regime who have, when the Soviet Union broke up, they have given independence to all non-Muslim states, but they have not given independence to Muslim states. Then wo kehte hain ki these people are terrorists, they are fighting. When you have given to 12, 14, 16 non-Muslim states independence, then why have you not given one or two which were Muslim, they have not given independence? Now America and Russia has compromised. So previously, because America and Russia, they don't like each other, America said, you are violating human rights there in Chechnya. But now when they said that we will help you in the war against terrorism, the Russians said, you don't turn a blind eye from what we are doing in Chechnya and we will help you. So they compromised. And all the quality is not their quality. I led Friday prayer in the academy, if any one of you were, they give a full discourse on there. That they are not, it's not their fault at all. They are non-Muslims. They will propagate their own agenda. Why shouldn't they? What they believe in, they will propagate what they believe in. If they follow devil, they will propagate his agenda. And if a person says the snake has stung me or bit me, snake is very bad, shouldn't have done this. Snake should have some manners. That is foolish to say. Snake, jab snake a dushman hai, Allah ta'ala ne farma diya ki yahood aur nasara tumhare dushman hai. So now as we saying and protesting, oh why have President Bush done this? Oh why have that person done this? Or why have, well, there's no need saying this. You should understand from the first day, they are going to do that. And they will do that until they submit to God Almighty. So there is no... You should direct your attention to yourself and Muslims, not them. They are doing their own job very good. What Shaitan wants and what they want, they are perfect in that. So they are doing it. We are not doing it. We are not doing our job. We have completely become covered, and you can say, how completely that anyone can come and slaughter, finish. So, unko criticize karne ka koi fayda nahi, because they are doing what they say and what they want to do, and that's what they're supposed to do. Shaitan jo hai, wo shaitan shaitaniyat mein jayega. And shaitan puts whispers in some person's mind, and then he says, shaitan shouldn't have done this. Why did he? He should have some manners, and he should have some mercy on me, and that I am a very poor person, and I am already very sinful. I want to go, and he shouldn't be, someone should say something to him. He's wasting his time. No need to refer to him. They are doing, similarly, no need to actually criticize from that perspective. To his followers, because they are doing their job and they will carry on doing it. You do your job. You have become weak. You have let them rule you. You have let them destroy you. You have let them actually have upper hand upon you. It's not them. It's not their fault. Because what they say, they are standing by it. Anyway, that's a different topic. But I was saying that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Faqih Abu Lay Samarkandi, written a book called Tanbih ul Ghafilin. That's from where I said few words. Faqih Abu Lay Samarkandi has written a book. In that book he says that once devil, shaitan, bada khatarnaak, bahut khatarnaak. You have never seen any person like this. If you, any human sees in his real form, he will not be able to live. His mind will blow and his heart will actually also blast away. Such a figure he has. So these old horror pictures and movies you see, they are nothing. They are like dummies at least. Not a man can imagine how it looks, etc. So he was itna khatarnak. And once he met Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam usne kaha, oh Moses, how are you? Musa alayhi salam said, I am well, alhamdulillah, I am Allah's messenger. What do you want from me? He said, I thought I'd just meet you. Do you want to say anything? Musa alayhi salam said, yes, I want to say something to you. Then that is, that look, because of you, much of the humanity, much of people are being misguided. And you yourself are also going in hellfire. खुद अपना भी नुकसान कर रहे हो योर ओन इज योर ओन योर कोजिंग अ डिस्ट्रक्शन टू योर सेल्फ एंड ऑल्सो ग्रेट पार्ट ऑफ द ह्यूमैनिटी सो वाई डोंट यू बिकम अबीडियंट टू गॉड प्लीज हिम And then everyone will enjoy. You will enjoy. It is to your benefit as well. Shaitan said, yes, I think you have said very wise thing. And I have thought as well, I have been very close to Allah Almighty God. If you, whenever you next time meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then speak to him. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I repent? How will we become pleased? وہ کیسے خوش ہو جائے گا اللہ پاک کیسے خوش ہو جائے گا مجھ سے ہاؤ اللہ کا بیکم پلیز وٹ شل آئی ڈو ناؤ ٹو پلیز ہم موسیٰ علیہ السلام when he spoke to اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی on occasion of کوہ طور and the mount Sinai or کوہ طور the mountain of طور he said oh Allah یا رب العالمین شیطان has wanted to repent and that's what he has said اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی said to Moses Musa alayhi salam, O my servant Moses, meaning you are good-minded and nothing but good exists in you. You are my messenger. I have made you a representative of good only. So whenever you hear something, even from shaitan, you do not become cynical. Dekhi anbiya ke khilaf kitne aaye. Hum musalman ki baat sunte hain, we say, no, he doesn't mean this. The person who is saying, he is saying, I mean this. And the other one is, can see more clearly even than in his heart. And he says, no, you don't mean, you mean it. No, this is not. This is completely wrong attitude. Musa alayhi salam is not becoming cynical. Who is that he deserved and due all objections and all doubts. Shaitan, everyone is doubtful on what he claims and what he does. So Musa alayhi salam even as he heard what he said. تو یہ نہیں کہ موسیٰ علیہ السلام was not aware he is shaitan. It is that only the prophet and the messenger of Allah are so good. Goodness exists in them. Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, saw with his own eyes like a person breaking into someone's home and stealing. And when he came out, or he saw his stealing, Isa alayhi salam نے کہا بھائی اللہ کے بندے Why are you stealing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden taking anyone as property. He said, I swear by the Almighty God, because by Allah ki qasam, maine to koi chori nahi ki. I have not actually stolen anything. Sahih Bukhari, Ma Bukhari Hadith, mein ye hadith aati hai that Jesus Christ said, But Jesus Christ said, Isa alayhi salam ne farmaya, O servant of God, you are saying the truth. My eyes have wronged me. Meri aankhon ko dhoka ho gaya hai. My eyes have seen wrong. So I deny what my eyes have seen. And I believe you because you have swore by the name of Allah. Aapne Allah ke naam ki qasam khai hai. تو میری آنکھوں کو دھوکا ہوگا سمجھ آئی آنکھوں کو یعنی عیسیٰ علیہ السلام نے ایک شخص کو میں اردو میں بھی کہہ دوں چوری کرتے ہوئے دیکھا بخاری شریف کی حدیث ہے تو اس نے چوری کی ان کے سامنے انہوں نے عیسیٰ علیہ السلام نے دیکھ کے بعد میں فرمایا کہ بھئی کیوں چوری کی ہے آپ نے چوری کرنا غلط ہے گناہ ہے ظلم ہے تو اس نے کہا اللہ کی قسم میں نے چوری نہیں کی تو عیسیٰ علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کہ تم سچ کہہ رہے ہو میری آنکھوں کو دھوکا ہو گیا He did not doubt me. He said, why I have seen wrong me? And they have, I have seen wrong maybe. Maybe I have seen wrong. For sure, you are right. Ab woh nabi hai Allah. Because good only exists in them. So they cannot actually come with evil. How evil can emanate from them? Evil hai hi nahi. If orange juice hai, how can honey pour out of it? If honey begins to pour out, this means it's their brother. Orange juice in the first place. It was a fraud. Huh? So if a person says, I am good, following the prophet, and if another person begins to swear at him, and he also begins to swear at him, this means he was not good at all. It was only a drama. And this person has unveiled his drama. And has actually, the true person has come out now, really. So before there was only a, you can say, deception. تو عیسیٰ علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کہ میری آنکھوں کو دھوکا ہو گیا ہے تم نے چوری نہیں کی تم نے اللہ کی قسم اٹھائی ہے تو اللہ کا قسم کبھی بھی تین مسلمان اٹھاتا تو انبیاء میں تو اس طرح کا اخلاق ہوتا ہے And then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, so I'm teaching you also the belief that Anbiya alayhi salam has only good in them. No evil exists in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them. Wo masoom hote hain. And they are brought up and they are created on truth only. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabar Ahmadullah said that even the Nabi is such a person, even no revelation is sent, and he is born and bred in rebellious people, still he will stand up for the truth. Without even any revelation. वो फिर भी उसके हक पे उसकी तरबियत होती है, वो अच्छी चीजों का पसंद करेगा और हुक्म देगा, एंड विल फॉरबिड इवन. इवन सम पीपल हु इवन लाइक सैयदना अबू बकर सिद्दीक रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु से, ही वाज इन लिविंग इन जाहिलियत एज वेल, वेरी रिच पर्सन, बट ही सेड दैट इवन इन जाहिलियत आई नेवर बो डाउन टू एन आइडल और स्टैच्यू और नोर आई कमिटेड ज़िना इन जाहिलियत. When everybody there was flood, and there was no whatsoever any objection on zina, fornication, like now actually outside society you see. It was worse than this or similar to that. But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه, even becoming so rich in jahiliyat as well, many they were busy with and didn't got any message of Islam. He said, I never bow down to an idol or prostrated or worship, and no actually I committed zina. تو اس طرح کے لوگوں کو اللہ پاک نے پھر بڑے بلند درجات عطا فرمائے. دیئر بلیسڈ پرسن دیٹ فرام چائلڈ ہوڈ ہی واز فرینڈ آف پروفیٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تو میں آپ سے یہ کہہ رہا تھا کہ حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام دا پروفیٹ ہیو گڈ ان دیم. ون پرسن واز ابیوزنگ ابیوزو لینگویج ٹوڈز جیزس کرائسٹ. عیسیٰ علیہ السلام فرمایا بھائی اللہ تمہارا بھلا کرے, اینی واز گیونگ ہم سم گڈ ایڈوائز اینڈ سم آلسو پریئنگ فار ہم کہ اللہ تمہیں معاف فرمائے, تمہیں بلند درجات عطا فرمائے, می اللہ تعالیٰ فرگیو یو, ایلیویٹ یور اسٹیٹس. ہی واز مور سیویئرلی مور ہارشلی سیویئر. ہز ڈسائپل ور بائی ود حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام. ہز ڈسائپل سیڈ ٹو یا نبی اللہ, اے اللہ کے نبی, وائی ڈونٹ یو آنسر دس سٹیوپڈ پرسن, کہ ہی از ناٹ سٹاپنگ. عیسیٰ علیہ السلام سیڈ I don't have that thing which I can answer with. He was meaning that why don't you answer him back with some similar word. عیسیٰ علیہ السلام said, in myself I look only good exists. Even if I want to say, there is nothing actually that I can say. So in myself, in a utensil where there is goodness, only goodness will come out. Whatsoever happens, you turn it up or down or you throw it into the bowl. جس شیشی میں خوشبو ہے, اف اینی بوٹل ہیز پرفیوم, اٹ ڈزنٹ مین وین یو ہیو اپ رائٹ سائڈ اپ جو ہے تو پھر تو اس میں خوشبو آئے گی. میرے پاس بھی خوشبو کی ایک شیشی ہے, نشوئی اگر اب یہ خوشبو کی شیشی اس میں خوشبو ہے تو یہ پھر سے رائٹ سائڈ از اپ اس طرح کھڑی ہے تو اس میں خوشبو آئے گی, اینڈ اف آئی ٹرن اپ سائڈ ڈاؤن تو کھولو اس میں بو آنی شروع ہو جائے, or if I actually smash it to the wall, it's my bhuwa nishu yoji. When there is only perfume in, whatever you do, so that's what Isa alayhi salam is saying, although this person can hit me or swear me, there is nothing evil in me. How can evil come out from my tongue now? From every utensil, only that thing will emanate and pour, whichever is inside it. جیسے میں نے آپ کو دی نا اورنج, اگر جوس ہے تو اورنج ہی آئے گا. تو انبیاء میں گڈنس ہوتی ہے. سو دیٹس وائی موسیٰ موسیٰ علیہ السلام سے شیطان خبیص نے کہا کہ میں توبہ کرنا چاہتا ہوں, آپ اللہ پاک سے پوچھ کے آئیں. موسیٰ علیہ السلام سٹریٹ فارورڈ ایونٹ اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ, او اللہ موسیٰ شیطان بانٹ کر ریپینٹ. وائی؟ بیکاز I mentioned to you now the point very emphatically that the prophets have goodness and they have highly, very, you can say, moral traits. So that they are not become cynical and shaitan even. Oh, you are shaitan, you are not saying it right. Nahin. Kaya sakte te, haq tha. But they never said. They said, okay, you have said it, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Moses, he is trying to deceive you. He is cunning. Woh shaitan hai. وہ دھوکہ دے رہا ہے آپ کو, توبہ نہیں کرنی اس نے. بٹ اف یو وانٹ ٹو بی شور, If you want to test him, go and say to him that if you today now go and prostrate to the grave of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, I will forgive you. Main tumhe bakhsh dunga aur tum jannati ho. If you go now and prostrate in the front of grave of Sayyidina Adam, pay respect, not for ibadat. Never ibadat is not allowed for anyone. And nor sajda of ibadat is allowed for anyone. Even angels, the prostration of angels toward Adam was only a prostration of respect, not prostration of ibadat. So Musa alayhi salam went back, and when next time Shaitan went, he said, "How Moses, have you asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" He said, "Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked. I have asked him, and he has said that if you, Musa alayhi salam was happy, he said, there is so much easy thing to do that you will be surprised to be Allah pak kitni jaldi na razi ho jate apne aap." Shaitan ne kaha, "Mujhe bataye to sahi." Shaitan Musa alayhi salam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that first day to the grave of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Suddenly, instantly, the change occurred in Shaitan. His face changed, and he turned so much evil, the man cannot imagine. Or wo itna hasa, a very cunning laugh. He laughed so loudly, kahke maar ke, kadar Musa alayhi salam felt what I have said to him. And after laughing so long time, he said to Moses, Musa alayhi salam, "Ey Musa, dekho, main jab Adam alayhi salam duniya mein asmanon pe zinda the, us din us waqt unko sajda nahi kiya. I have never prostrated in front of Adam. I think it is a great insult for me if I prostrate to grave now. Main to nahi karunga." So Musa alayhi salam was very upset. Ki maine koshish bhi ki, isi afbis nahi mana bilkul. So then Shaitan said to Musa, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, "Moses, I have denied because of my own, you can say, destruction, and that I am cursed, and I am unfortunate person. I have denied what you have said. It is my fault I have denied. But Moses, I know you have thought good of me. I know you conveyed my message sincerely to God Almighty. I know you want me to enter paradise. So I have never doubted your intention and where you went. So because of you have done good to me, I have not accepted, but you have done fully good to me. I will also give you one advice from me as well. Because you have done something good from the heart and sincerity, there are very few people on earth who do good to me. Day and night people are cursing me. But you have done, and from your part, you have played, there was no doubt in your intention, but you also have done that. But I will give you a good advice." So he gave three advice to Musa alayhi salam. He said, "Moses, I will give you three secrets of mine, which will help you." What? "I'm only going to tell you one for time, itna nahi hai." One, he said, "Never, never ever be alone in seclusion with a non-Muslim woman. Because the third person there, I run like blood in human beings' veins, and I will stir their desire until they actually indulge in sin that day or after. It's not necessary the first day it will happen." And you say, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave advice, Shaitan has given advice, and Musa alayhi salam also passed this message, and I have been many times with non-Muslim women alone, nothing happened. وہ پہلی دفعہ نہیں ہوتا کئی لوگوں سے, وہ بعد میں اس کے اثرات ظاہر ہوتے ہیں. Then after it, the influence comes. So the Shariat actually, the Prophet can see the disease in early stages when foolish people cannot. جس طرح ڈاکٹر ہوتے ہیں نا, when someone is little bit showing symptoms, when a professional person, he can predict this person will develop this. Now other person might say, I have nothing. Uska koi fayda nahi. So Musa alayhi salam, shaitan ne kaha, look, shaitan is advising, کہ بھائی کبھی کھیل لینا ہو کیونکہ میں اوزر ہوتا ہوں. اینڈ بیکاز ٹو آئی کین اسٹیمولیٹ دا ڈیزائر ان یو اینڈ دیٹ ویمن از ویل وڈ نیور بی الون. جن لوگوں میں تقویٰ ہوتا ہے نا وہ اس طرح ہوتے ہیں. سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ ون اسپینڈ آل نائٹ آؤٹ سائڈ بیکاز ہز وائف واز ناٹ ایٹ ہوم اینڈ ہز ڈوٹر واز ایٹ ہوم ہو واز یوتھ فل ینگ تھے وہ 17-18 سال عمر تھی. اینڈ ہز اولڈ ڈوٹر کتنی محرم ہے اور سیدنا عمر وہ ہیں کہ جو اللہ پاک جن نے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جنت کی بشارت دی ہے اور انہوں نے باہر رات اسپینڈ کی. فرمایا کہ مجھے اپنے نفس پہ اعتماد نہیں. I don't trust my nafs. We spent in cold outside in the night wandering in the streets of Medina and in the masjid in the morning. Only when his wife came and he came back. وہ اتنی احتیاط اس لیے شیطان ڈرتا تھا. That's why شیطان fearful from that person. That how can a person deceive like this person who is extra cautious. شیطان ان لوگوں سے نہیں ڈرتا جو کہ کیا ہوتا ہے کوئی نہیں. My heart is very pure. میرا دل بہت پاک ہے. اینڈ یو آر اونلی مائی سسٹر, یو آر اونلی مائی کزن, یو آر اونلی مائی ڈاٹر. دیٹ از اولڈ ڈراما اینڈ اٹ از آل ایکچولی ڈیسیپشن. یور سسٹر از اونلی یور سسٹر ہو واز بورن ود یو فرام سیم فادر اینڈ مدر. پلس یو ہیو اونلی ون وائف اور ٹو تھری فور وائف. ون وائف یو ہیو اونلی. آل ادر ویمن ایز آر لائک یور سسٹر اور لائک مدرس or like daughters or only one person. If you're married, that is the only woman for you. Whole world, that is the only one for you. All others are as your sister. Your behen hai, your maa hai, your beti hai. Toh yeh nasihat ki shaitan ne Musa alayhi as-salam ko andaaza laga. How good he was being. Aur kisko kar raha hai wo nasihat? Who is he saying? To a messenger, to ulul azm nabi bhi. Who is from the top of the, from all of the yard, he is, Musa alayhi salam is in the top five in the yard alayhi salam rasool, ulul azm rasool. Peghambar jo masoom hai, unko keh raha hai wo, now who is the person on the face of the earth, who can then after Musa alayhi salam say, my heart is purer than Musa, I am more safe from shaitan than Musa alayhi salam, I am more actually purer and holy, and I have more taqwa than Musa alayhi salam. Who is that person? وہ نہ شیطان کو نہیں پتا یہ نبی ہیں یہ کبھی نہیں بنے گا. ہی از ایڈوائزنگ موسیٰ علیہ السلام اینڈ ہی مینشن ٹو ادر تھنگ. سو میسنجر آف اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ نو مین شوڈ بی الون ود اے وومن انلیس ہی از اے محرم. ہو از محرم؟ محرم کون ہے؟ ہو از محرم؟ ہاں یو کانٹ پرماننٹلی میرج از فوربیڈن لائک مدر sister, daughter, granddaughter, niece, etc. A man stood up in the majlis and said, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, my wife has gone out for Hajj and I have signed up for such and such a military campaign. He said, go back and do Hajj with your wife. So he said that I am signed for trip to jihad, an expedition of jihad. Every month Prophet ﷺ went to jihad. He didn't have to sit like this, but this is happening, that is happening. Oh, every month in his life, almost actually, hardly any month or two passed when there were no expeditions, small or larger, was what was it. Jang-e-Uhud mein kitni zahiri to pashkis hui sahaba ikram ko. Jang-e-Uhud, it was a... You can say a great loss occurred and took place in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many were martyred and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also injured. But what did they do? What did the companions do when they went home? Kya unhone rona dona shuru kar diya? Mar gaye, lut gaye, ye ho gaya, wo ho gaya. Although they were very great loss. No, second day they went to another expedition to fight. That's why that's just bad. تو یہ نہیں کہ ون پرسن از فیئرڈ میزربلی فرام فائٹنگ ود شیطان. آئی ایم گیونگ یو این ایگزامپل فرام نفس, بیکاز نفس ہیز اوور ٹیکن یو, شیطان ہیز اوور ٹیکن یو, اینڈ یو آر سٹنگ دیئر اینڈ کرسنگ شیطان اینڈ نفس اینڈ کرائنگ اینڈ سیئنگ دیٹ آئی ہیو فیلڈ کمپلیٹلی بیکاز آئی واچ دا رانگ مووی یسٹرڈے, اور آئی ہیو ناٹ واچ وومن یسٹرڈے, اور آئی ہیو ناٹ بریویئر, ناؤ واٹ ول ہیپن, ناؤ دس پرسن از ایون لوزنگ مور ایمان اینڈ اعمال صالحہ, ہی از مسنگ ہز پریئرز, اٹس نو یوز اینڈ ویری فیلنگ ویری ڈاؤن. یہ نہیں طریقہ جم کرنے کا. اگر آپ کو نقصان ہو گیا ہے تو سیکنڈ ڈے بیکم مور اسٹرانگ اینڈ فریش, نو میٹر وٹ ہیپنڈ بیفور, اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ول فرگیو یو, بٹ دس شوڈ بی, یو شوڈ ناٹ ڈو دیٹ ان اے وے دیٹ یو فیل لائک یو کین سے ان اے مور, یو کین سے کم سبڈیوڈ اینڈ سب سرویئنٹ ٹو شیطان اینڈ نفس. سیکنڈ ڈے یہ نہیں ہے. Come with the fact that nothing has happened. The Lord, yesterday cannot come again. But Allah can forgive what you did yesterday. But if you stay in this, these lines and this pattern, then it's against you. So Prophet ﷺ said, your wife has gone to Hajj. Leave this expedition jihad. Go on and join her for Hajj. اس سے حدیث سے پتہ چلتا ہے, یہ بخاری شریف کی حدیث ہے کہ محرم کتنا ضروری ہے. So those people who say, even from different scholars they follow, and they say, there is no mahram necessary for a woman, they should read this hadith in Bukhari. Ki aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jihad kitna important thing hai. Maybe this person, there were few companions, but duty he had. But the Prophet said, no, leave jihad. And how much the company would have liked to be with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isi liye humne apni wife ko bhej diya hai. It was extraordinary circumstances. So some people say, the extraordinary circumstances, his husband is not free, and her son is studying, and her brother doesn't want, because his wife is not allowing him to go with Hajj, and his husband is not, so let her go on Hajj. Extraordinary circumstances ho gaye hain, it is not me. They dekhen, extraordinary circumstances, there is a war going on, but Prophet is not allowing a lone woman to go on Hajj without a mahram. تو شریعت نے جو حکم دیا ہے کہ نو وومین شوڈ الاؤ ٹو گو ٹو حج وداؤٹ محرم, وہ اٹ اسٹینڈ اپ ٹو ناؤ اینڈ انٹل ڈے آف نو میٹر واٹ. اینڈ سم پیپل سے دا گروپ از ویری فائیس پیپل, دیٹ اسکالر از ویری فائیس. آئی سے ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم حضرت عمر حضرت بکر واز لیڈنگ دا حج اینڈ دا کمپانی آف لیڈنگ حج, کین دے بی مور فائیس دین دا کمپانی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم؟ اسٹل پراپر سم از ناٹ الاؤنگ دیم ٹو گو. And these people say that these people are very nice, and they can turn their faces, and Shaitan can turn them upside down in next minute. We know that. So final thing, what I am saying, the Prophet Allah says, through Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, na mahram, with na mahram man and women, a girl and a boy, cousin, whatever they are, they should not be in one room, unless alone. If there are many women, and then it's a different matter. Well, ye alone ke bare mein hadith hai ki akele rehne zyada uthte hai, if your person has mahram, other mahram wo hai, or brothers are, and this different, but alone women. So what do people say? Bande ye kehte hain, I trust that person. So for example, you say, you trust me for being alone with a woman. Because you think, although I am not, but you think I am fine. So what you are really saying is that Allah and His Messenger are not trusting me. They are saying, do not be alone with anyone. They are not trusting me. You are trusting me. So you are wrong. Any person who says, this person is like father, this person is like uncle, this person is peer, this person is sheikh or whatever, Allah and His Messenger, we don't trust Him with a lone woman. And you say, if you are a husband and brother and you are so foolish, I trust, well, you will have to suffer the circumstances and consequences. Now may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be steadfast on the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on his methodology, his path and his sunnah and his precious and ever-living guidance. There are kitni achhi baatein aap Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki. How safe a person become, person's mind become purified, person's social life become purified, and a person get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through each sentence and word of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Now if there's anything you have not understood or any general question you want to ask, you can. And if there is anyone who needs to see me individually, privately, they can see me.